Students at the University of Idaho returning to campus this week with a great sense of relief after Brian Koberger is charged with the murder of four students. DNA evidence playing a major part in the case. Watch.
They have additional DNA that I've been told by a source, and that DNA is being processed. Two of the victims allegedly fought back. They may very well have DNA under the fingernails of those victims that fought back. So they have a very, very strong case.
A knife sheath was left behind at the crime scene, which our next guest says could help indicate who exactly the killer was targeting. Forensics expert, distinguished scholar of applied forensics, Jacksonville State University, Joseph Scott Morgan, joins us now. Good morning, sir. Thank you for joining us. Give me your top line thoughts of why it indicates who the killer might have been targeting.
Good morning, Emily. Yeah, you know, we have to think about these two victims. These two female victims were actually co-sleeping. They were, according to the affidavit, they were actually found in the same bed. And this sheath, which we've been talking about for some time, certainly we've been talking about the knife, the sheath was actually found immediately adjacent to one of the remains there. And the recovery of the DNA from this sheath actually originates from what's referred to as the button snap. This is the location on the sheath that holds the knife in place. If you're wearing it on your hip, for instance, it keeps it from falling out. But in order to release the knife from the sheath, that button snap has to be flipped at that moment in time. So if you think about the dynamics of this event, if the intruder, if the accused enters into the bedroom and begins to attack these two victims simultaneously, he would have essentially, I hate to say this, would have actually pounced on them in the bed perhaps because they're both there together. He would have unsheathed the knife and then begun to do his work at that point in time. And I think probably dropping the sheath right there.
Essentially, what you're arguing here is that he unsheathed the knife at the primary point where he started to execute these four kids, which means the primary target is the first place he did it. What is the probability of transfer DNA, which is being thrown around by many people who probably don't have anywhere near your qualifications?
Well, it is very real. There's an old principle in forensics called Locard's principle of exchange. Every contact leaves a trace. That's over 100 years old. It applies here. So if you think about the perpetrator just absolutely devastating these individuals, these poor victims, blood will transfer to him. Now, anything that comes off of him, conversely, transfers to their bodies as well. And it's not just blood. We're talking about any kind of touch DNA, like dead skin cells that are sloughing off. You also have hair transfer, fiber transfer. All of these things are going through. And here's key. If he has blood on him, he's going to contact the surfaces that he's walking on and touching. Powerful evidence.
Joseph Scott Morgan, thank you so much for your expertise. We will absolutely stay with you for developments in this case as they arrive.